Yesterday, we used the example of Noah to examine the tide in Noah's generation. Actually, there were two very powerful tides. One is a tide of sin. The second is tide of enjoyment of life. If only have the tide of sin, and then still there was hope because God created the ark. So no matter how much you sin, just can turn into the ark, you can be saved. But the first tie, everybody just fail, right? Just to follow the tie. So all the generations commit sin. The second tie, they focus their life in enjoy the life. So they know nothing about the coming of the flood. Actually, Noah was preaching the message all the time. But their life is focusing on enjoy the life. So they know nothing. No. And this second tie really killed their hope. So everybody died spiritually. So we are repeating the same thing in the last generation before Jesus' second coming. So enjoy the life is a blessing, but it should not be the purpose of life. The purpose of life is to seek the kingdom and his righteousness. And this morning and the evening section, I would like to share with you with another important tie in the Bible, which means worshiping the idol. And from the biblical perspective, we try to examine all different kinds of meaning of worshiping the idol. This is a very raw material. I just finished last night. So I think your generation without something you can see, probably you'll get lost. So I just come up with some point. And based on the point, I will give you some explanation. What is the first commandment? Anybody? What is the first commandment? Brother, what is the first commandment? There's no other God before me. What is the second commandment? What is the second commandment? No idol, right? So simple, right? So the first commandment and second commandment actually go hand by hand. If there's no other God, that means we should not worship the idol. But for the Israelite, they believe first one, and they practice the second one, right? They believe there's only one true God, but they also worship the other gods. For example, one day, if you get married, can you accept the fact of infidelity of your spouse? You have spouse, but your spouse still have an opposite sex friend. Can you accept? Anybody can accept. Raise your hand. Some of you are very open, but not open to the point you can accept your spouse has an opposite sex friend. Right? Because relationship between husband and wife always have jealousy. And according to the Bible, jealousy have two ways. Can be bad, can be good. Bad is jealousy become a sinful nature, according to Galatians chapter 5. And that sinful nature will get rid of it. That sinful nature will hinder our relation with God. But on the other hand, God is a God of jealousy. Right? And if jealousy is no good, how come God is a God of jealousy? Because our relation with God is like a marriage. When it comes to the marriage, you cannot allow the third party to get involved, right? So sometimes even you are not getting married yet, if you like somebody and you feel you see somebody you like, talk with another opposite sex friends, oh, your heart is jealousy, right? Oh, that's very human nature. Oh, jealousy in marriage is to protect the marriage. Oh, of course, we should not be oversensitive. Oh. And so our relation with God, and God is jealous. Oh. So if our heart gone astray from God and love another identity, and love another party more than God, and then it become idol. It becomes a third party, and that definitely will affect our relation with Him. Oh. Let's turn to the 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 to 6. First Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2. And anyone think that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet, as he ought to know. Verse 3. But if anyone love God, that is that one. This one is known by him. Verse 4. Therefore, concerning eating of things offered to idol, we know that idol is nothing in the world, and then there is no other God but one. Verse 5. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, and there are many gods and many lords. Verse 6. Yet for us there is one God, the Father, of whom all things, and we for him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things, and through whom we live. You talk about, even though there are so many gods, but to us there is only one God. So the other gods besides the only one God is all considered idol. Now, we look from the spiritual perspective to see how many things is all easily to become the idol. You know, in the time of Moses, in the book of Deuteronomy, before Moses passed away, what he concerned the most is not the livelihood of Israel. Oh, after I die, right? How are you going to support your life? Will it be hunger? No, Moses never worried about this. Oh. Before Moses died, he only worried one thing. What? The relation between Israelite and God. Oh. If you go worship the idol, you will be cursed. If you believe and worship the only one God, you will be blessed. So if a person really worship this true God and have good relation with the true God, you don't have to worry the life at all. God will take care. Just like when you are young, your parents take care of you so good, right? Oh, but your parents cannot take care of you forever. And who is going to take care of you? God, your Father in heaven. So this is a fundamental concept. Don't have to worry too much about life if we have good relation with God. But we take away God, then we have a lot of worry. Even we believe there is God, but still we create another small God. Right? To hinder our relation with God, through God, we still create a lot of problem because God will don't like it. God will just live, don't want abide in us. The first idol, this is a very powerful trend. The first idol is Mammon. All right. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters, For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the others. So you cannot serve God and mammon. So we cannot serve God and mammon. Now, mammon, if it's become idol, you will compete in our life to see who can control us. If God controls us, then mammon cannot control us. If mammon controls us, then our life cannot be controlled by God. Then God is not our Lord, even though we call him the Lord Jesus Christ, but he is not the Lord because our life has been controlled by mammon. And mammon, in another word, come from where? Except our parents are very rich, right? You inherit a lot of property from your parents, and you have a lot of mammon, right? Other than this case, mammon come from where? Come from career. So if we get a good so-called good job, you can earn a lot of money, or you can accumulate a lot of money. So mammon today can refer to job. In order to get a high income job, I put that as first priority. I want to be successful. I want to make a lot of money. I want to get the best job, regardless of what happened. Then it's become the idol. And this idol treat job as the highest, most important thing in our life. At least there are three consequences. If we treat God's job as the most important thing in my life, the first consequence is our relationship with God. Every time when I heard that the youth, get a good job in Manhattan, my heart is, I don't know, thank God or what, or not to thank God, because they get a good job in Manhattan. But please don't go to the website and post in the Facebook. This only for your information. I have nothing against a member who work in Manhattan. So probably one day you will be working there. If you are working in Manhattan, you must have two things. First, you must have a very good wife or husband who pray for you every day. Or second, you must have very good parents who pray for you every day. If you don't have these two, you walk in Manhattan for 10 years, probably you will be dead spiritually. But on the other hand, if you have very good spouse, right, you will not walk in Manhattan because your wife don't want to go. All right? If you have very good parents, you will not walk in Manhattan because your parents keep on shedding the tear. How can you walk there? So usually the youth you walk in Manhattan is first they like it. The second, the parents, good. That's so good job. Right, just go. Or the spouse, right? Hey, good. If you go there, walk a few years, we can buy a good house. Right. Always some people just push you, so you just go there. Not only Manhattan, probably some part of the United States is the same. You know, the pay is very high. But in United States, your pay will accompany you with responsibility, right? So you are going to work 12 hours, 15 hours. Hard working. And after you work very hard, then you are thinking about, I work so hard, I have to compensate myself, right? Otherwise, why should I work so hard, right? So how to compensate yourself? By the name brand, clothes, this and that, right? The second, go to the very fancy restaurant. One of the brothers say, I invite another brother, go. And one meal, one person almost spent $100. Can you do it? I cannot do it. one meal, $100. Right. But since they work so hard, they have to compensate themselves. So feel good, right? The reason I work, because you see, I can eat this kind of food in this kind of fancy restaurant. And then, after you pay the bill of all whatever you eat, right? The second is rent. You know, the Manhattan rent is so high. Oh, it's so high. All right. So after the income, you deduct the high rent and luxurious item and fancy restaurant and this and that, the money surplus is almost identical with you are working in Orange County. No difference. Not too much different. But what is the difference? The difference is you work 15 hours, 16 hours, right? And when you go home, some of the company, they hire what? Limousine, send you home. Oh, you are so good, right? Feel so good, right? But after this kind of hard working, I work about 5 days, Sabbath. Oh, it's too tired. Let me go to Queens. Queens have no subway. Go there directly. Oh, you have to make a few change of the ride. Then call Elizabeth. Elizabeth is too far. Oh. So what should I do? I'm very tired. Then I keep Sabbath in my home. Right? Oh, and keep Sabbath. Sabbath day of rest. Right? First, I have to have physical rest. So I sleep until what lunchtime. Oh, and after Sabbath, so after this for a few weeks and few months, gradually, we have no spiritual life. We cannot come to the church. So the faith just keep on declining. The income keep on hiking. Right? After a few years, first, our relation with God is so bad. The second, we ruin our health. Oh, right? The third, if you are married, the relationship probably cannot be very good because you run out of time and energy to spend with your family. Oh. Also, job. Mammon, if you treat job as a first, this is an idol. Oh. Don't think I'm average, so my life will be average. That's the wrong concept. Don't think I'm outstanding, so my life will be outstanding. That's the wrong concept. Oh, whether my life will be very joyful and peaceful, all depends whether God is abiding with me, whether God bless me. If God don't abide with me, don't bless me, even I am very outstanding. You look into, in the age of 30 or 20-something, 30, you are invited. You will envy a person, oh, he graduated from a so famous school, he got a so good job, right? But if you look down all the way until 40 and 50, you look into the person, he's no better than other people, even worse than other people. How come? Because they don't have good relation with God, no blessing of God. Sometimes marriage has problems, sometimes the family has a problem, sometimes children have a problem, a lot of problems, health has a problem. So while they are young, they make a lot of money, right? In the expense of health. When they are getting old, they use the money they make to take care of their physical body. Then for what? Right? Oh. So everybody just end up the same. This is the first one. If we worship job as a mammon or job as an idol. The first is bad relation with God. The second, we cannot take care of family very well. Look into Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Verse 6. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. Verse 7. And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the ways, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Verse 8. And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as from that between your eyes. Verse 9, you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gate. What does this passage talking about from verse 4 to verse 9? This passage was written in Greek, like a poem, have the, how to say in English, rhyme or rim or what? The poem. Huh? There's a, you can recite it. Oh, yeah. And these few verses actually talking about what? Family education, religious education. So how come today the church religious education is so difficult to have a good result? Oh, the reason, the root of the reason is the family already have no function of religious education. They push all the responsibility to the church because they consider my job is to earn the money, offer the tithes, and the church job is to educate the children's faith. So if my children's faith is no good, who should be blamed first? Who? Church, RE, running the RE is not successful. But that's not the biblical way. The biblical way, religious education should be done in the family first. And church is just to do the supplement. Whatever the family cannot do, the church just support it. Oh, that should be the right biblical way. Oh, you know, right now, sometimes I see the young adult, right? Oh, when they have one baby. Oh, how come one baby is so busy? When one baby cry, not only the father there, the mother there, grandfather there, grandmother there, four people take care of one baby. How come in this way, right? When my generation, one people take care of four. Oh, cry, it's good. The baby cries exercise. Right? When you cry until exhausted, you will not cry. Right? Also, you know, one couple is so difficult to take care of two baby. And then we don't do the religious education. You look into the urban church, we have how many small kids? Oh, so how can the church assume the responsibility which are supposed to the responsibility of parents? Oh, so this passage, verse 4, religious education start from where? Hear, O Israel, what does that mean? Understand who am I. Understand who am I. I am what? What's Israel? What Israel means? A brother, what Israel mean? Jacob changed the name to Israel. Jacob means grass. What does Israel means? The Prince of God. The Prince of God, not the UK, the royal prince, right? The Prince of God is very noble status. Oh, the Prince of God. If we understand how precious we are in the spiritual realm, in the eyes of God, we will treasure it very much. So remember, we are the Prince of God. If you are the Prince of God, do you want your children to be the Prince of God? Or become a beggar? Become a homeless? Do you have Prince of God? Do you want your children to become a homeless? Nobody wants it, right? But if we don't give a good religious education, we are the Prince of God. Our children become beggar, become homeless people, spiritually. Become the what? Prodigal son. Oh, right? We don't want it. But if you want to treasure the status, then you have to do religious education. Awareness of who am I. And the second one is what? The Lord is one. What does it? Lord is one? Lord is God. He is in control of me. So this is a concept of value. In my life, what is the most important thing? What is the most valuable thing? It deserves me to forsake everything and hold on it. It is God himself. The Lord is one. So concept of value. First, understand who am I. The second, have a correct concept of the value. And then the next one, how to teach the children become very nature. But if the first one, we don't know it, we forget it, who am I? The second one, we don't have a good concept of value. And then the third one is so difficult. How come today is so difficult? Because the first two has problem. So the third one, it become very difficult. Oh. So, idol. If our life, we do treat the job as more important than God, become idol, the family education is going to have problem. Oh. Also, sometimes I heard some people, oh, I'm pregnant, I have a child, right? It's a mixed feeling, right? You're happy for them, but you also feel a little bit sad for them. How come? Because you invite a cross to bear. Oh. Unless you don't care about your children spiritually, right? If you don't care about your children spiritually, then you should not give birth to your children. If you want to care your children spiritually, so many worldly ties. You have to guide them to be strong enough to stand against the tide, and that is a very difficult job. You know, if you want to take a PhD, how many years? PhD, how many years? You cannot think about a smart person, only two years get a PhD, right? Normal people, PhD, how many years? 4 to 5 years, right? Oh. But if you want to take care of your baby from the time of pregnant until the baby grown up can be independent spiritually, how many years? Just look at yourself. How many years? It's about 25 years, right? You can take out 5 PhD degree. All right. Is that a great investment? Yes, if your children become a very good person spiritually, right? Then it's a good investment. If your parent, your children one day it become eternally not so good, right? Then, it's just like a banquet, run out the wine. Right? No fun at all. So if we treat a mom as God, you have to prepare to pay a price. What is the price? The RE of our next generation. Then the third one, let's look into 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 9 and 10. For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idol to serve the living and true God. Verse 10. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivered us from the wrath to come. So verse 10 and 9 and 10, you can summarize into 3 points about spiritual life. The last point is waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ. And before that, is serve the living and true God. And then before that, is to turn from the idol to the living God. Oh, so in our spiritual life, you can put into 3 stages. Oh. Also, some remember, the elder member, I'm waiting Jesus Christ second coming. Oh, I'm waiting Jesus coming. Oh, why not come? Oh, but we have to understand, when Jesus coming, what is he going to do? He's going to settle the account. For those who give 5 talents, they earn 5 talents. For those who give 2 talents, they earn 2 talents, right? For those who give 1 talent, how much did the 1 talent person get? 0, right? So Jesus' second coming, if we really serve him and be fruitful, we will be rewarded the everlasting life. But if Jesus' second coming, it turned out my hand is empty, then probably we cannot go into that banquet at all. Oh. So before Jesus can come in, we have to really live a life of serving him. But it's not because I want to serve him, then I can serve him. You know, a lot of members, if you ask them, right? I really want to serve God. 4 years ago, you already say you really want to serve God. Until now, how come you do nothing? Oh, right. But if you don't care for it, because one thing, verse 9. Turn to God from idol. This is the point. Oh, if we have idol, we cannot serve God. How come? Because idol already occupies the first priority, second priority, third priority already. After you serve the idol, first priority, second priority, third priority already. Unless we are the superman, otherwise we are so exhausted. Oh, we have no time, we have no energy to serve God, to do anything. And here talking about serving the living and the true God. How come the Bible has said living and the true God? True means he never changed. When our servitude been recorded in the book of life, and that will last forever. And we will be rewarded according to what we have done for him while we are still alive in the world. So that's called true. And the true meaning comes from serving true God. But if we serve mammon, like a small god, right? Even financially, you look into the number, right? Increasing more and more zeros. Right? After you work 1 hour, 1 year, you have 10,000, right? In the bank deposit. After you work 10 years, you have 100,000, right? But what is 100,000? 100,000 means 1 plus how many zero? A lot of zero, right? if the bank declare bankruptcy, right? Of course, you have so-called FDIC, right? But FDIC only limited to 200,000. After that, it's become just disappear. Then, if today you die, all the money just gone. So we have been working so hard, but all our effort will be in vain. Only we serve God, they will be written in the book of life. So true God, it deserves you to serve. Right. So 1 Corinthians chapter 15 talk about resurrection. Right. This is the Christian hope, the true hope. After Bible talk about the resurrection, what is the last part of 1 Corinthians chapter 15? It talk about we have to serve God. How come? Because it will not in vain. How come? Because he is the true God. Well, written in the book of life. So we really have to make our mind, I want to serve God. The true meaning comes from serving the true God. The true value coming from serving the true God. If I'm serving the false God, I am going to end up the same with Solomon. Everything becomes vanity. How come vanity? Because that's not true God. And why the Bible says the living God? A living God means interact, because he's alive. So he will interact with us. So sometimes I feel that, how come God is the true God? I have never have any experience about God. Don't complain about God. God has no problem. If we have no experience about God, we have our own problem. If God is not like a human being, do you know? Human being, if you treat him very well, he just don't respond, right? Because he don't like you. Right? You treat him even better, he just just start to suspect what is your motive. If you treat even better, then he starts try to run away. Right? That's a human being. But God is different. If you really love God, you really try to serve him, you really try to please him, God will definitely respond. And when God responds to our love and servitude, and that's our personal experience about him, experience about his abundance, his peace, and his joy, and his abundant blessing. So the most fruitful life, the most rewarding life, is the life of serving the true and living God. And how can we serve it? You have to depart from idol. Set God first, then you have time to serve him. If you set time second, whatever it is, you said at first, that will disturb you from serving him. Oh. So if we have the idol, we were not able to live a life of servitude. Oh. So this is the worldly trend. Oh. It's so powerful to a point, even a Christian who served the living God, who had the hope of eternal life, still being carried away by this tide. Job first. Money first. Oh, everything judged by money. Oh, what kind of, how much value you are, all depends on how much income you make from the company. That's totally different, totally false from the biblical teaching. What is the value we are? All depends on how do you look like Jesus Christ. The more we like Jesus Christ, the more we have the image of God, the more valuable person we have. We are in the eyes of God, and the more glory we are going to have in heaven. So if we are living by sight, we will be carried away by the culture of worshiping idol, worshiping mammon or job. If we are living by faith, then we can stand strong against the tide. But don't make a mistake, huh? Not because I worship God, I put my job second, then I will become Nazareth, right? No. Abraham was a rich person, right? Job was fearing God. Job was a righteous person. Job was very rich, right? In the New Testament, you can see many disciples are very rich. So not because you put God second, you put God first, then you will become a poor person? No, it's not that way. God will bless us according to our spirituality. God will not bless us according to what we cannot hold it. Oh. You know, some of the families, the kids like to raise up the pet, right? My children raise up the pet, but one day the turtle died. He said, "Oh, turtle commit suicide. How come the turtle will commit suicide, right?" How? They like to raise the pet, but a lot of time they forget about the pet. So you cannot deserve it to have a pet because you cannot take care of it, right? The same thing, financially. If I want God to bless me with a lot of money, but you cannot deserve it. Do you know? If God bless you with a lot of money all day long, you are not thinking about God. You are thinking about what? Thinking about money. Just like when you get married, right? Your husband give you a big, true, or not the artificial, true diamond. Will you be happy? Of course happy. Right? But ever since getting married, you just look at the diamond and forget your husband. Then what your husband is going to do? Remind you, do you know we are getting married today, do you know? Yeah, I know, but it's too good. Right? So what your husband is going to do? Take it away. Then, all of a sudden, I know you love me, right? The same thing. When God gives us too much material blessing, it becomes a stumbling block of our spirituality. So you just do whatever you want to do according to God's will. And God will give the blessing according to how much you deserve. That's all. But the happiness and joy will never decrease. And that is the concept we should have. That is the philosophy we should have. From the teaching of the Bible. So this is the one. First, worldly trend, treat job or mammon the first. It's not right. It's totally wrong. The second, achievement. People try to be ambitious. And set the goal and to reach that goal. Be ambitious. At least there are a few reasons, right? The most noble reason is I want to achieve my goal, so I want to benefit the society. But how many people really have that so noble goal, right? I want to be outstanding. I want to be a doctor so I can treat the people free, right? How many people have this kind of so noble character? Not many, right? But so the second reason we want to be ambitious to achieve my goal, first, to demonstrate I am something. I can reach my own goal, self-fulfillment, and feel I'm somebody. Now, and that kind of feeling sometimes is good, right? Feel I'm very useful. Oh. So your parents reach to the time of retirement. Oh. The best way is encourage them to serve God in the church, right? Even sweep the floor and clean the toilet, that would be very meaningful. Oh. But if a person retired and have nothing to do, they don't feel they are all useful, and that the mentality is going to deteriorate so fast. Oh. It's deteriorate so fast. Oh. So a lot of people try to demonstrate they are useful. Oh. So they push themselves to the maximum to try to achieve outstanding goal. Oh. That's the second reason. The third reason is fame. Oh. If you want to be higher than other people, you see the business car, right? The business car print a lot of titles, right? Oh, and that title is just like what? Oh, represent a person's value. Oh. But from the spiritual perspective, all of that are not have a true value. So if God wants to achieve something, God will guide us to there. No. God wants you to achieve something, God will guide you there. Even you don't have plan, God still will push you there. Is there an example? Yes. If you look into Daniel, right? Daniel was a prime minister. How come? Because God wants him to become a prime minister, so he becomes a prime minister. Oh, he never planned for it. Oh, but a lot of coincidence keep on happening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, he hold on his principle. Oh, I'm not going to worship the idol. I'm not going to eat the food of worshiping the idol. Oh, for the worldly view, he put a stumbling block for climb the ladder to the top. But to him, my future is the end of God. If God wants me to the top, then God will be top. If God don't want me to be the top, let it be. God's will is the best. Oh, so Daniel is the prime minister. And another one is Joseph, right? If you look into the story of Joseph, even he had a dream. All the moon and star, and sun worshiping him. He will be the greatest one. But it turned out that he was sold to Egypt. He was hung into the prison. But God wanted him to be a prime minister, so all of a sudden he became promoted a prime minister. So achievement just go it according to God's way. So we don't have, if we do have some kind of goal, we have to just pray like a Lord's Prayer. May your will be done. So don't let achievement become an idol. Okay, let's pray, son. Amen. Well, raised.